heaven.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
The wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. Good to be back in the LRN.FM studios after a long couple weeks, basically.
Man, welcome back, guys. I miss being on the show so very deeply.
I know, you missed last week because we were in Florida and unfortunately couldn't afford to fly all of our wonderful co-hosts down to join us there.
We do appreciate how you kept things clean, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we've actually got a call on Skype to start things out tonight. Of course, big news internationally. Hugo Chavez has passed away. Apparently, some are claiming that the United States infected him with cancer, or rather the imperialists, which, of course, generally means the United States. But we can talk more about his demise and what it might mean for Venezuela. But first, we go to Skype, where Benjamin is connected to us. And by the way, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Benjamin in California, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, YouTube is pretty nice in suggesting things to watch.
Yeah.
And because of that, I ran across an interview between Judge Andrew Napolitano and Glenn Beck. I'm not a particular Glenn Beck fan, but I like Judge Andrew Napolitano, so I thought I'd watch it.
Judge Napolitano is the best.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And so I watched that interview, and it led me to a couple more videos. And it became clear to me that Glenn Beck, he's been calling himself now a libertarian.
That's right.
And I remember when he said he was scared of that word. You people want to legalize drugs.
Right, and he's now against the war on drugs, apparently.
Is
and,
he?
From what I saw, you know.
Okay. This is a recent video?
This is recent. This is like within the last couple months, both these videos that I saw. And, you know, he's changed apparently a lot of his positions. In the interview with Judge Andrew Napolitano, he apologized to Judge Andrew Napolitano because right after 9/11 and with the Patriot Act being proposed, Glenn Beck was for the Patriot Act. He said, oh, yo, they will expire. It has a time limit on it. It won't be abused. And he profusely apologized to Judge Andrew Napolitano for being completely wrong and for the judge being completely right.
Wow, that is something that's really unusual in the world of talk show hosts. I mean, they tell you in this business that you're never supposed to be wrong. You're never supposed to apologize. So for somebody to, you know, especially with the stature of a Glenn Beck, who's what, the number three most listened to talk show in the U.S., that he's tied with Michael Savage or something like that for number three.
He was, but then Savage went off the air.
Yeah, but Savage is back. But anyway.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he has the same ratings as he did.
That's true.
He's got a different time slot.
He may not have as many stations. That's true. Well, anyway, last I saw, Glenn Beck was number three. And for somebody to, you know, with that status to admit being wrong and to admit it publicly, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan. Like I said, I came across the videos by chance because I like Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing about Glenn Beck that I've always sort of liked about him is that he just feels a heck of a lot more real than the rest of these folks. Like he is able to say, you know, I was wrong here, that kind of thing. I find him to be, you know, great in that way.
Well, what came out from watching a few videos...
Glenn Beck, by the way, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt here. Glenn Beck is rated number four, tied with Jerry Doyle and Mark Levin. Dave Ramsey has edged out Glenn Beck by a quarter million listeners.
Gotcha.
It's incredible.
Well, what came out from the few little videos I watched, and I'm not an expert, but was that Glenn Beck apparently has been completely bashed by a lot of you know, libertarians of our stride, you know, philosophical libertarians. And it made me start thinking about how we treat people who call themselves libertarians, you know, we in the liberty community, because we recognize there's a spectrum. We recognize there's a sort of evolution that people go through. You know, people joke about, what do you call, a minarchist? You call them, in 6 months, you call them an anarchist kind of thing. So we joke about these things, but then we bash people for not being completely pure in their thinking when they're at the early stages. Right. And I think it turns people off.
Yeah, I think that it's really, really not very helpful at all.
Okay, I get where you're coming from, but what do you suggest? I mean, if George Bush and Barack Obama all of a sudden tomorrow come out and claim they're libertarian, should we just accept that?
Well, we shouldn't accept that, but we should ask, we should do things like, well, what do you mean by that? You know, where do you see libertarianism as? And then say, well, I see it like this, and kind of do those things.
Sure, that makes sense. You can have a conversation with that person, yeah, but you're not going to get to sit down with Glenn Beck and talk to him about those sorts of things.
And it's almost impossible for somebody that you haven't met before to claim to be a libertarian in front of you, especially if you don't meet him at like a convention or Liberty Forum or Porkfest or something, to not have a conversation about who's more libertarian. Like, or where do you think the government should intervene? Because basically claiming to be a libertarian is claiming that the government doesn't need to solve problems in many areas. So some people will say the government, the governments as we know them today don't need to solve problems in any areas because they can't solve problems. So, it often becomes this winnowing contest to see who's, thinks what and where.
Also, pardon me, I think it is somewhat a function of where the conversation is happening. Conversations that happen online are very often rude. And when I moved to New Hampshire, the three of us are participants in the Free State Project. My experience on first getting into big groups, actually the first experience I had was at Porkfest the year before I moved here, and it was incredibly welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, I think I heard on one of these other Keene-based radio shows that Porkfest is a big source of conversion from minarchism to anarchism.
Probably true.
And I think that speaks to what one of the great strengths of the Free State Project is. People are in physical proximity to each other. They can understand with each other and relate to each other in a very different and, I think, more real way when you're standing looking at somebody and working side by side with them.
No, it's always a lot harder to snipe at somebody if they're standing in the same room with you,
uh-huh,
as opposed to hiding behind the comforts of a keyboard.
That's all I got to say about that.
I agree.
I just know someone like my mother, for instance. She often talks about how she's completely different than she, in her political thinking than she was even 5 years ago. A lot of people, I think Glenn Beck's kind of at this constitutionalist phase,
yep,
that a lot of people go through. I mean,
I've been there.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
A lot of libertarians like rules. So the idea that that there's a hard set of rules that we all have to follow appeals to a lot of us. So I think that's where Glenn Beck is. And so I think he's holding on to a few, a few things and whatever. But I don't think it does us any good. And I'm not talking about Glenn Beck specifically because he's a big boy and I don't care if we hurt his feelings. But in a general sense, when we do deal with people, to think about, okay, working with them on the things we agree on and
sure,
hopefully getting them to agree with us on more things. Because I see a lot of people. Here's another really good example. Us libertarians, we often hear people, we mock the question, well, what about the roads, right? Because we hear it so often. But the reason we hear it so often is because that's a big concern for people, being able to travel around freely.
Yep.
And I think it's one we should address in a more serious, fashion and go, well, that's instead of going, oh, that's such a stupid question, actually addressing it in a very serious manner.
I totally agree. There are no stupid questions. People. Yeah, I totally agree. There are no stupid questions. People are new to these ideas, and there are natural concerns that they're going to have.
And I think it's difficult for people to adopt a new idea. If I could explain it reasonably well, like, for instance, rather than the roads, let's think about trash collection for a second. We do private trash collection right here in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, it could be a stunning statement for some people,
right,
because there are private trash collection companies, but they're like, they don't really know even what to do about it, what to say about it.
Yeah, my experience with that was when I moved here, I was talking to my landlord, who's one of the city councilors, and it's down the street about something, and I think that I had had a lot of trash that day, or maybe I was moving out of the place, I don't remember, and I told him that our dumpster was full, and I asked him when the trash was coming, and he said, oh, I'll just call them, they'll come pick it up now. I was like, what? Yeah. What do you mean?
You can't do that with the government.
There's a one day of the week where you have to get your trash business taken care of.
Benjamin, stand by, because I agree with everything that you're saying, and that, you know, person to person makes total sense. But at the same time, does that mean we're supposed to sit back and be quiet when somebody like Bob Barr gets a libertarian nod for president?
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. They are all completely free. So once again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the email list. We also have Facebook and Twitter. In fact, it is Twitter Tuesday, so if you would like to tweet something at Free Talk Live, we will respond by essentially adding you to our follow list on Twitter. So if you want the Free Talk Live account to follow you, just tweet something at Free Talk Live and we will follow you back. Again, that's Twitter Tuesday. It's valid for the next several hours. So there's that. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up to follow us via email, Twitter, and Facebook. And, of course, it's all completely free.
Will you tell them about our phone line sponsor? I have the hiccups.
Oh, no problem. That would be SACL CAI. And if you are having trouble with collections, and why would you want to do that stuff? Because you didn't get into business to do collections. You got into business to do what you love to do. Get in touch with SACL CAI. They can help you out, and they'll do collections with respect so that you'll actually get to keep your clients down the line as well. Go to their banner. It's right at the top of freetalklive.com's banner column. It's, again, on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com. Look for SACL CAI. As we bring back Benjamin here from California, and I think he's bringing up a pretty important issue, and that is the libertarian purity issue, which can be a problem when somebody gets into the ideas of liberty and they're brand new and they're not really sure how it all, you know, the principle of liberty applies, you know, the idea that you should be free to live your life however you want as long as you don't harm anyone else, you know, that not aggressing against other human beings in order to accomplish the things that you think are important in life. It can be difficult in the beginning of hearing these ideas to really apply them to everything. You know, what about the roads? What about courts? What about the police? I mean, these are questions that people legitimately have and they need good answers to down the line, especially as they make the transition from libertarian light to real libertarian to voluntarist, for instance. And obviously we want people to go down that road. We want them to be more interested in these ideas and to expand their vision for what the future could be like. But if you turn somebody off in the beginning because you consider them not libertarian enough, that could be a problem. And that's basically what you're advocating here tonight, right, Benjamin?
Right. I think it does the libertarian movement, the liberty movement, no good to reject people for not having purity because they want the government to shrink by 80%, you know, wherever at the stage that they're at. You know what? I'd be great. Let's work to 80% and then we'll fight with them. Why fight with them now? We're not even close to shrinking government by 80 or 90%. Why fight with them now? Why not just work with them now and then maybe they'll see how the solutions we have for these problems really do work and work so much better that they go, you know what, we can, I was a stickler on roads, but you know what? Wow, these voluntary interactions really work. For so many situations, why not the roads?
And I think that's the problem, though, is the term fight. If you're fighting with someone, then they have to fight back. I mean, that's just kind of human nature. When you yell or scream or deride or make someone look stupid, if you do any of these things, you've created an atmosphere in which one has to, generally is going to react in a negative fashion. So if you can answer people's questions and consider that even when they make declaratory statements, they're still asking questions. None of us know the answers, including those of us who understand the ideas of liberty. We don't know the answers. We just advocate for voluntary interactions. Look, is there anything wrong with voluntary interactions? Is the marketplace the best place for innovations in this area? Is that what we want? Well, is it possible that some other organization could create the roads or do whatever? I mean, we don't know. In the absence of science in this area, there is no control group. So shouldn't I be able to opt out of whatever your little program is? All I'm asking here is, can I opt out of your, you know, grand idea, be it roads or schools or dropping bombs on people around the world?
Yeah, I mean, I agree completely with what Benjamin is saying here, especially when it comes to person-to-person interactions of friends, coworkers, family members, people that we have the opportunity, you know, their lives we have the opportunity to touch as we interact with them. But I also have concerns for, you know, the issue here, and that is the idea of libertarianism, which I think is largely been lost due to people like Glenn Beck and Neil Bortz and these other, even Bill Maher, for instance, on the more left side of things, claiming to be libertarians. Well, they're not. If you use the strict definition of libertarian, that which is someone who doesn't advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, then they're not truly libertarian. They may be libertarian on some issues, and that's great. But I think there's a problem.
What's the biggest cop-out, though, when somebody says they're libertarian on some issues? Look, I'm libertarian on the kind of ice cream you can eat. I mean, you know, you're either, you know, like I get where you're coming from when one says using a strict definition. You basically have to say, look, you're not libertarian on this issue or that issue. You have to point out to them where they've got it wrong.
But so, like, I'm in total support of where Benjamin's coming from. But at the same time, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut when somebody like Bob Barr, who is not a libertarian, gets the Libertarian Party's nod for presidential candidate, which he did in 2008. I was a little less disappointed with Gary Johnson getting the similar nod in 2012. But, I mean, I want to call these people out because to allow them to just go off and talk about whatever it is that they believe, which is not libertarianism, and call that libertarian, I got a problem with that. So how do you reconcile those two things, Benjamin?
Well, I think one of the problems is that the term libertarian has become this very wide spectrum term that people use. And so it might be good to delineate, you know, philosophical libertarianism from party libertarianism, from those kind of things, the same way we delineate minarchism from anarchism, from voluntarism, and all those kind of terms. And I think the problem, it really comes down to just, like you were saying, definitions. People use the term libertarian when they might just mean something else, whether it's a conservative Republican or a liberal Democrat or whatever it is. I think that's where it comes down to, and people just really want to fight, or not even fight, but get worked up over these definitions.
Yeah, and I think that you specifically are an interesting case study on this issue, because a couple weeks ago, Chase from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project called, and we had a discussion about this sort of thing, and I learned most of everything I know about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project from that phone conversation. Okay. And that seems to be like a pretty doctrinal group. If you aren't on board with their specific ideals and values, they're going to let you know. And
yeah, you're not allowed to be a part of the group.
Right. Yeah, you're not allowed.
If you are a Christian, basically,
you're not allowed to be a member.
Or a Muslim, you can't be a participant in their organization.
They don't want you out there espousing their values if you don't share them.
And I think that's a huge example of a group of libertarians that are turning people away who otherwise would be interested in what they're doing.
Yeah, and when I mention you because you're very tolerant, but on the flip side, you're the first one leading the charge when a libertarian presidential candidate doesn't live up to libertarianism.
Indeed. Benjamin, thanks for your call and bringing that up tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you because I think it is important to make sure we do communicate what it really means. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our site. They are free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com if you would like to see the shrine and also to learn about how you can become part of the shrine, which normally people could do on their own without any incentive, but we've sweetened the deal a little bit. Mark, you've got something to offer.
That's right. So we have prizes for the, you know, for the Shriner that's randomly selected, and we're, you know, it's not going to play any favors here. I'm not saying, oh, she's prettiest or she looks smartest or whatever.
Right.
We're just randomly selecting one of the Shriners, and they will receive a gift basket from Savory Scents.
Now, this is only for new submissions to the Shrine.
New picture submissions.
Right.
If you're a Shriner currently and you want to submit pictures, new pictures, then you're also eligible.
That's right. So anybody this month that submits a new picture to the Shrine.
Validated.
Validated picture to the Shrine, which means you prove that you listen to the show in the picture. Then you'll be in the contest, and the drawing will be done at the end of the month.
Yeah, these gift baskets include candles from Savory Scents. They're scented candles with...
handcrafted.
You know, yeah, handcrafted. They got glitter in them and things like that. They're very attractive. They come in little glass or aluminum cans or glass bottles, depending on which one you get. And they're very nice, and they really do smell up a room. We have one here in the studio that
nice.
We light up from time to time. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can click through on Savory Scents banner that's right there. Take a look at what they've got. But one lucky lady will win at the end of on March the 31st. We'll make our decision. So it's shrine.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Zach is on the line listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, I'm watching you guys on the internet for the first time. Do you mind waving at me?
Hi, Zach. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was talking about, you guys were talking about Chavez. I hope they plasticize him like they did Lenin and Stalin, because I might actually visit Venezuela. You know, that would be cool to go see him.
What does it mean to plasticize someone?
Well, it's, you know, Lenin is on display right now since like 1917. They like totally Barbie your body so you'll never change ever. You're like preserved perfectly.
I see.
You know?
What's the name of that traveling show?
The Bodies.
The Bodies.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
And I don't think there's Bodies. I don't think it's The Bodies. I think it's just Bodies.
There's actually a couple of them, but yes.
That's where you see cutaways inside people's bodies. And they've been totally preserved and
amazing stuff.
Have you seen it, Mark?
I did. It's one of those things that got me to quit smoking.
You went to
Vegas.
You went to Vegas.
It came to Tampa too. I'd seen it there.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
So I think that's the same principle.
Gotcha.
Well, I hope Danny Glover isn't too broken up, because I know that he and Hugo were close.
I'm sure he'll get over it.
If you're not going to wave at me, flip me off.
Thank we already guys. Did wave.
I did wave.
Wait, right when you asked us to. Thanks right. for the call, Zach. Okay. Appreciate it.
Here's your flip off, too. Take that with you, buddy.
So 855, 450 free. Yes, Hugo Chavez has passed away, and the news is all over the place. According to the Wall Street Journal, Venezuela enters an uncertain future with Tuesday's announcement of the death of President Hugo Chavez, who led the country virtually as a one-man show for the past 14 years, using oil money to launch popular spending programs for the poor and putting much of the economy under government control. In another report over on Tumblr.com, an analyst estimates Chavez's family fortune at around $2 billion. So apparently he was still holding back a little bit of the money for the poor.
He was doing just fine.
Yeah.
You know, what I thought to be the most amusing bit of trolling that this Chavez ever did was offering discounted heating oil to American families.
I remember that.
I mean, you know, you got to respect an epic troll, and that's one.
Vice President Nicolas Maduro broke the news to the country in a televised address, saying it's a tragic and difficult moment for his family and friends, and we extend our sympathy to them. Excuse me, that was actually a U.S. official who said that, not Maduro. But Washington, the former Army tank commander's health deteriorated quickly following his fourth operation to treat his cancer in early December in Cuba, where he was being treated in the year and a half since telling Venezuela he suffered from an undisclosed type of cancer in his abdomen. Following the operation, he was never seen in public again, except for a set of staged photos with his daughters from his hospital bed in Cuba before he was transferred to a Venezuelan military hospital in February. Mr. Chavez suffered from what his government says was a respiratory infection, and which most doctors said was likely postoperative pneumonia that his body, weakened by disease, found difficult to overcome. In the end, Venezuelans were left to wonder what disease exactly had claimed his life. Most doctors say it was likely a sarcoma, an aggressive cancer of the body's soft tissue. But a big question for Venezuela's future will be whether his successor, whoever that ultimately is, will try to uphold his revolution and legacy or set about trying to dismantle much of it. Whatever the case, Mr. Chavez's influence will shape Venezuelan politics and society for many years, say analysts. His vice president, Mr. Maduro, will start the election race as a narrow favorite and will likely benefit from the sympathy vote for the late Mr. Chavez, say analysts. He's a substitute selected by Chavez, and that has an impact. One can believe that his opponent will remain very important, but Maduro will enter a new race as the favorite. So what will end up happening in Venezuela? Well, time will tell. A different article from the New York Times names a different guy as the main opposition, same guy, Henrique Capriles Radonski, a young state governor who lost to Chavez in a presidential election in October.
Some say that was thrown. Who knows? You know, Chavez is sort of a populist candidate, and he, he did really the easy thing. If everybody has a vote, what do you do in order to get their vote?
You buy them.
You buy them things. I mean, how difficult is that? Now, by the way, you can't buy them things with your own money. You must buy them things out of the public's till, as it were. If I were to go around and run for, you say I was super rich and run for president and say, hey, look, everybody who votes for me gets a brand new iPad 3. Are they on 3 now?
I don't know.
Okay. A brand new iPad 27. And, you know, everybody gets an iPad 27. That would be considered bribing or buying votes or whatever, and it would be wrong. But if I were to go out and say that I think that poor people need to have communication devices, and we will buy them, you know, out of the government money, we will buy everybody iPad 27s. I can do that. I mean, this is just how stupid and mixed up this stuff is. And it's not generous to give away other people's money. It's just theft.
Sure. But it works.
I mean, and it's one of the reasons that, you know, this democratic system is likely it has to go through its cycle and can't be beaten by people who talk about liberty. I mean, because you have to come to somebody from a philosophical and moral standpoint with the ideas of liberty. Look, that iPad 27 you're using, it's really cool. It's bought with stolen money. You get that, right?
Well, I brought this up at the school board, the candidates forum that I attended last night. I brought up at one point that the system that we have is not only impractical and inefficient, but it's also immoral. And I literally saw at least one lady in the audience that I, you know, was watching when I said that. She bristled. You could tell she was older lady, who's obviously very concerned for education and, you know, yep, she's interested in these matters. She bristled.
Maybe she's an employee.
There's a very good chance of that.
I wish I could sit down with her and I'd ask her, exactly why is it that it's okay for money to be stolen from my son in order to pay for somebody else's children to go to school? Look, I don't make an infinite amount of money, so therefore money has to be allocated in my home. The $3,000 a year plus that we pay for property taxes on my property comes directly out of expenses, and some of those expenses are educational expenses for my son. I could use that $3,000 to buy my son stuff for his education, but no, I've got to give it to you people so that you can educate other people's kids. Why isn't that immoral?
There's more coming up here. If you'd like to answer the question, you're welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, or maybe you've got a perspective on Chavez's death. You're welcome to share that too. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there on that page, and there are different Amazon links. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Just click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for and get it at great Amazon prices with the free Super Saver shipping that you're used to and the huge selection, the reviews as well. So you know Amazon. You've used Amazon. It's the same experience. You just start through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com, and that way Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bookmark that link and use it every time you go. A lot of people are sort of worried that if they put something in their shopping cart or whatever and then come back a day later and buy it, whether we'll get credit or whatever. You don't have to worry if you just go ahead and bookmark the link at shop.freetalklive.com.
I've been on the market for a kaleidoscope. Mark, when was the last time you looked through a kaleidoscope?
Unless it was some sort of like cheapy keychain thing, probably like a good, nice one, it's probably been a couple of decades.
I'm really looking forward to getting one. I think I'm going to get it from shop.freetalklive.com.
Fine choice. Fine choice. So we'll continue here with your calls. Let's go to Mike. He's listening also in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? So you guys were saying something about Hugo Chavez dying?
That's right. That's the big news today.
Oh, shoot, man. I didn't even notice that.
You didn't even know he was sick, huh?
I didn't see it earlier. Mark was asking me if I'd heard about it when he came in, and I hadn't. The news must have come out this afternoon because I was looking about the news earlier, and I hadn't seen that yet.
That guy was like a Latin American hero.
To some.
Yeah, and to some he was a tyrant.
Definitely. I mean, he was an independent person, you know what I mean?
No, well, I don't know what you mean. He was a tyrant, a little dictator.
Well, to some, you know, but...
like if you own a business and he nationalized it.
That guy that was the president of Colombia who ordered, you know, like orphans and beggars on the street to be shot up by death squads.
Yeah, that's not too cool.
He was more of a tyrant, but he's the one that let U.S. build military bases there.
Yeah, Chavez was running, was funding guerrilla organizations in a fight against Colombia. I wonder how many children were killed in those conflicts with those guerrilla organizations.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell, but, like, I have a friend from Colombia, and he was telling me that they had a rough time there cleaning up Bogota, so to speak.
I'm not going to say that Hugo Chavez was a good guy in any way, shape, or form. Maybe he was worse than the guy in Colombia, but we're really just talking about comparing cancers. I mean, this guy was known for taking over industry and nationalizing it. So if you were a business owner and he decided he wanted to take your business for the pleasure of the state, he'd just do it.
Right.
And that's not cool.
Yeah, I think Mike's speaking to the way that Hugo Chavez, people like Hugo Chavez and Ahmadinejad sort of have a special
hang on,
place.
Guys, we got two people talking over one another, can't understand either of you. What's that, Johnny Ray?
I was just going to say I appreciate a guy who's willing to thumb his nose at the American Empire.
That much I could appreciate about him. Sure. Mike?
Yeah.
What were you saying there?
No, I was just saying, you know, like, it's basically like what Putin did with that whole Yukos thing, you know? Basically, just decided to topple down a guy because of the political impact it would have, you know?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. The what thing?
The Yukos thing in Russia, you know, like when he took Kardovsky down.
I don't know anything about that.
No, it sounds like politics, and I really don't pay attention really to politics here in this country if I can avoid it. And I certainly don't pay attention to it in other countries. But I do know that in Russia, Putin did put those young ladies from Pussy Riot in a prison cell, which, again, not anything.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm so against that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're with us on that one, Mike.
I'm personally from Russia.
I appreciate your call. And
I have Russian television. I've seen it. It's all over the Russian news about all that. There's a lot of opposition to that. And to be honest with you, I think it's ridiculous that they should be at all, like, repressed for just doing a little prank at a church.
I totally agree with you on that one, Mike, and I thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Hugo Chavez, he's dead. What's coming next? Well, according to various different sources, they are supposed to have a special presidential election, I believe, within 30 days of his death. So we'll hear more soon.
You know, I wonder how long he's been dead, and we haven't been told about it. Communist countries tend to have
they do keep that under wraps.
A record of doing this, but in today's age, you really can't get away with it. So I just wonder how long he's been dead before we found out about it. That's kind of interesting. And further, I've seen, like, on Facebook, people sort of celebrating his death, things like, what is it, Thus Always to Tyrants?
Yes,
Six Semper Tyrannis.
Six Semper Tyrannis, that's what it is. I always translate in my mind. I don't even know what it is in Latin. What a completely misplaced statement. This isn't Thus Always to Tyrants. The guy died of natural causes. Yeah, he died a bit young, but... You know, and do you look good by celebrating the death of somebody? I don't know. It just
morbid.
I don't feel bad. I could care less.
Don't feel like, you know, when the last tyrant left, what was it, in Cuba, I guess?
Castro,
who's still alive, supposedly, right? He's just not in charge anymore.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit has changed in Cuba.
Yeah, I mean, so I was glad to see that change had occurred. But, you know, I'm not going to celebrate somebody else's demise necessarily, because who knows? Maybe the next guy will be worse than Chavez. Who knows?
Indeed. It's hard to know.
So with this, according to the Wall Street Journal, with Chavez's health worsening recently, state television filled the airwaves with round-the-clock video montages and programs seeking to immortalize the charismatic leader's connection with the country's poor. Shots were shown of a smiling Mr. Chavez embracing women and children and waving to large crowds of red-clad supporters. His name has been invoked at virtually all state activities, and government officials openly call him a father of the nation, an image carefully cultivated by the state media propaganda machine.
Wasn't he running private television stations out of business there, like hunting them down with his police and stuff?
I'm not sure.
We read a story about that. Don't you remember it was a Reporters Without Borders piece?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, it's dangerous. You know why they got a state media there with Chavez around? Because they'll run out the rest of them out of business.
During his presidential campaign, Mr. Chavez told disciples that his spirit and legacy would be carried forward by them. He, who claimed to be cancer-free at the time and at the July rally, said, quote, "I am no longer just me. I am a people. I feel incarnated in all of you. You, too, are Chavez. Chavez has truly become a
megalomaniac."
Amazing.
What a sick, disgusting thing to say. That's right. We'll carry you in our hearts forever, Chavez. If we sin, we'll ask you for forgiveness.
Mr. Maduro, his current vice president, who is now going to be running for president, said, followed in those footsteps, saying, quote, Chavez is the child, the woman. Chavez is each and every one of us. Unquote.
I'm sorry, this was Chavez saying this?
This was Maduro. Chavez said the first part about being incarnated in all of you and that you too are Chavez. Chavez has truly become a people. So he was talking about himself in a third-person way. But Maduro also, his successor, also believes that Chavez is each and every one of us.
Okay, so this was like a radio address or something, some government propaganda.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
He said it actually at a recent ceremony celebrating the opening of a new cable car public transit system that shuttles along Caracas's hillside slums. So that's pretty creepy. You know, the idea that George Bush or Barack Obama is each and every one of us. We are Barack Obama. We are George Bush.
I can see why poor people around Venezuela are probably, you know, feeling a little uncomfortable right now with Chavez dead. I mean, you know, it takes, only government can give a bunch of free stuff to poor people and they remain poor.
Mm.
I mean, that's, you know, only the government can do it.
So there you go. I don't know. There's not much else to say, I don't think, about Hugo Chavez. Anybody else? Anything else?
Did he become that way during office? Did the power do that to him?
It does. I mean, they start out, you know, megalomaniacs and that kind of thing, but the power corrupts, and they've got science to prove it. It's interesting. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a quote out there that he was addicted to the power.
Uh-huh.
He can't come back in California and do it all over again because I guess he's served out his terms. But he said he was addicted to the power. He can't go anywhere but up. The only place to go is president. I don't even think senators would be as important as the governor of California, but he can't do it. So, I mean, imagine what it's like for him. What a big fall.
We come back with more in hour number two here in moments. Johnny Ray is going to tell us about a 6-year-old who was detained for simply walking about his neighborhood. We'll get to that story and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.